Concerning anger. There are many reasons for which people become angry. There are items from years ago that still cause a reaction of anger to this day. For many, there are old wounds of anger that are carried around and held on to, just as if they're new. What is it that grants anger so much power in our lives? What is gained by giving ourselves over to anger? According to Emerson, anger is an uncontrollable feeling that betrays what and who you are when you're not yourself. Anger is that powerful internal force that blows the light out of reason. Know this to be the enemy. Anger is an uncontrollable feeling that betrays what you are when you are not yourself. Anger is that powerful internal force that blows out the light of reason. Know this to be the enemy. Emerson was on to something. There may be a question about the uncontrollable nature of anger, but what a concept. Emerson reports that we are betrayed by our anger. Anger clouds our thinking. And from the quote above, it also blows out the light of reason. How often do we hear about crimes of passion? Is that another way of saying that the alleged perpetrators have taken leave of their senses? Do we take the time to measure what is lost in those moments of taking leave of logic? Anger is held personally. We may direct it toward another person or a situation, but we are holding the anger. It's eating at us with an image of the other person or situation driving our anger. In many cases, that person or persons have no idea that we are harboring these feelings for them. While we are holding these feelings for these folks, they have no idea that they're the targets of our venom. They have no idea that they're the targets of our anger. It's nowhere in their awareness. But in the meantime, we tuck these feelings aside and go along with life as if nothing is the matter. Think about it for a moment. Isn't that type of anger or that type of thinking delusional? Operating with the pretense that this anger doesn't matter? We carry these feelings of contempt or anger against other people who may or may not have any idea that they exist, and we continue to support all of these negative feelings within ourselves. As cited by Emerson in that quote, our anger betrays us. To take this a step further, not only does our anger betray us, it also reduces our logic to unreasonably be reactive and retaliatory at levels which require more anger management or more anger to maintain that level of secrecy, that level of duplicity, what it takes to suppress the anger as it's building up. One method for recovery from all of this is actually quite simple. We can forgive. Not so much for the purposes of allowing the other person off the hook or forgiving because they did this and that and it's the right thing to do. But more importantly, it's about forgiving ourselves for stepping out of our right minds. Until we set our hearts right, we'll not be able to have open hearts for others, the offenders, or for the rest of the world. And this is especially true for those who are closest to us, our closest loved ones. When you start with forgiving yourself, it removes the hostage situation that is holding our right minds captive. By forgiving ourselves, we are restoring the light of our right minds, putting it back in place. By forgiving ourselves, we become open to the possibility of loving others again. Not because they necessarily deserve it, but because we cannot afford to withhold it simply because we're holding on to anger. Love cannot come from a place where anger is being held within. It can only come from the presence of love itself. When you forgive yourself, you are asking, making a conscious choice to become aware of the presence of God's forgiveness. Now, God's forgiveness is ever present. It's always there. But when you forgive yourself, and when you put that forgiveness in place, you allow God's forgiveness to become powerfully present in your life and who you are and how you express. Inside of that context, there is no place for anger. Forgive yourself. God bless.